This is why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. I choose truth over facts. I'm Joe Biden and I already forgot this message. 2020, see y'all later. Welcome back to Censor Talk. I'm your host, JC. I don't need no quote, no introduction, but listen. I'm the guy who tells you the truth and the facts of what's going on. All right, so pay attention. We just had an election last week, and yes, I'm barely talking about it. But look, it's not over yet. The media right now wants to claim that Joe Biden is the president-elect. Okay, media, stop telling lies, media. No wonder you're fake news. And fake news has been around for quite a long time. But right now, I believe that majority of Americans already know that the media right now, it's fake. Everything is fake, half-truths, manipulations, yeah, you name it. But if you want to know the truth right now, we don't know who the president-elect is. Countries in Europe have already congratulated Joe Biden in his win for being the president-elect of the United States. But there's one major country that hasn't congratulated Joe Biden, and that is China. China hasn't congratulated Joe Biden yet. Because they say, we don't know who's the president. We don't know who's the next president. They still have to decide, you know, they have to recount the votes on key states and then the Supreme Court. And yeah, you know the whole process. Yeah, so they haven't declared a winner. And for those of you that still haven't noticed, Donald Trump is still the U.S. president. And he's going to be the president until it's time to leave office if he loses, which we pray that he doesn't. We hope that this election is fair and that they count every vote and that there's no fraud, because Donald Trump actually is a good leader. And I really don't know why people will go against him. He really is I don't want to say that he's actually the best president the U.S. has had. I'm pretty sure there are better presidents than Donald Trump, but he's actually not far behind. He has done many good things for this country and for parts of the world. I mean, just look at it. He got peace deals over there in the Middle East that no media talked about. Only a few. They were like, oh yeah, he got a peace. Okay, whatever. Go back to him being racist. That was pretty much the media the whole time. Oh, Trump, unemployment is going down. Oh yeah, just talk about it for one segment and then go back to him being racist and all of that. And that he's a dictator and start making fun of him. No, that's pretty much the media. Oh, the economy is doing great. Oh, yeah, talk about it a little bit and then go back to talking back to him being actually mean and nobody likes him. Talk about that. Focus on that. The media did its role. The media played its part. And they played it well. The documentary of PBS, Trump versus Biden, the 2020 election. Yeah, they portrayed Trump as being one of the most mean person in the world, and oh my god, how could he do that, you know? And Joe Biden is supposedly the hero that we need, the savior. He is Jesus Christ reincarnated, because he came back from the heavens to come and save us from this evil Trump guy. Yeah, that's how the media portrayed Joe Biden. But look, I don't know if you guys remember the Democratic debates between, you know, Harris, Warren, Beto, Biden, Bernie. I don't know if you guys remember those debates. I don't know if you guys watched it, but I watched it. And everybody was attacking Biden. Everybody, Kamala Harris attacked Biden, the one that's supposedly going to be the first female vice president. She attacked. She was like, oh my god, Joe Biden is not the guy that we need right now. He's actually evil, racist, whatever you want to call him, you know. But now she's claiming that he's the savior that we needed. What? You know, when it comes to the debates between parties, you know, like Democrats debate Democrats to see who's going to be the nominee, who's going to represent the Democrats for the presidential office. Yeah, you got to pay attention to that, because everybody just attacks each other. Yeah, pothead Kamala Harris. Yeah, I'm going to call her pothead Kamala Harris, because in on a radio talk show, she bragged about how she used to smoke weed and she would listen to Snoop Dogg and Tupac and Biggie and I don't know who else. But yeah, she would brag about doing that. But then yet she she persecuted and she sentenced people to jail. Well, not sentenced, but she made sure people that were who had drugs in their possession to be sent to prison, you know. So, okay, Kamala Harris, you're over here sending people for 10, 12, 24 years in prison for smoking weed, but you over here bragging about how you used to smoke weed, you know. Makes no sense. Yeah, so pothead Kamala Harris supposedly is going to be the new vice president, and supposedly fake news president-elect Joe Biden got elected as the president. Okay, but it's still not over. Trump has the right to fight for his re-election. And the reason I say that is because nobody really is on his side. Trump literally right now has no allies besides his lawyer right now, his attorney, who's actually over there, already filed the lawsuits against the states and claiming to have and are expecting a recount on key states. That Trump had a lead. He had a tremendous lead, and then I don't know where Joe Biden seems to win. You know, you look at Joe Biden's rallies, only 12, 10, 15, maybe 20 people would show up. Sometimes he would land on the airport and he would wave to nobody. Trump would land and there was crowds waiting for him. A lot of people showed up on his rallies. You know, Trump had a lot of support. He really did. His rallies were packed. Joe Biden, barely anybody showed up. And then you're telling me that Joe Biden got elected? Now let me talk about the people that voted for Joe Biden. All right? If you voted for Joe Biden, it was because of social issues, more likely. If you were white, you feel white guilt for some reason. I don't know why. How would you go against a good leader if you're white? I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask them. If you're Mexican, well, you know, you feel more welcome. I feel like Joe Biden is not going to put kids on cages anymore. And he's going to abolish ICE. And I feel more welcome here. And I feel like I belong here now. Shut up. All right? I just saw an Instagram post like not too long ago. It's on the Censor Talk. By the way, if you haven't followed me on Instagram, that's Censor Talk underscore. And I saw one of the people that I follow, they posted on their story that it says, it's like a meme. It says like, oh great, they're not going to put kids on cages anymore. And then you see the response of the other person, no, we're not going to talk about kids being in cages anymore. I find that funny because it's true. They had to make Donald Trump look bad. Poor Trump. The media wasn't on his side. For 4 years, like, seriously, for 4 years, the media just attack after attack after attack after attack. They were inventing stories about him. They made the whole Russia investigation. Then they make his, you know, taxes. And then they were just straight up attacking Trump. Like, they couldn't find, there was not one day where they didn't talk about Trump, the media. Jimmy Fallon was actually one of those guys before Trump got elected, or a little bit after Trump got elected, that he said that, you know what, I'm not going to talk about politics because, you know, it's not part of a talk, you know, it's not a part of a comedian, you know, to be choosing sides, you know. So I'm, you know, he was supposedly going to stay neutral. But then when Stephen Colbert was talking about Trump and then the ratings were going up, what does Jimmy Fallon does? Oh, let me talk about Trump because I need ratings too. Everybody was tuning into Stephen Colbert than Jimmy Fallon. So, hey, you know, give the people what they want, and the people wanted to hear about Trump. And that's what the media does. And that's what politicians do too. So, and if you're Asian and you voted for Biden, I really don't know what to say. Like, what do you guys do? Like, do Asians feel oppressed? I know you hardly hear about Asians like that, and I don't know. I thought you guys were just neutral, I guess. I mean, I don't know if you guys feel oppressed. Please tell me that you guys don't. It would be sad if you guys do. Blacks, well, I guess they still feel oppressed about, I don't know for what, but yeah. I feel like every minority group that voted for Biden feels oppressed some way. And Trump is the racist. Look, there's a lot of minorities that voted for Trump too. A lot of black people voted for Trump. A lot of Hispanics voted for Trump, especially the Cubans. Because the reason Cubans voted for Trump is because they already know what a socialism is. They know what communism is. They know what dictatorship is, censorship. They know what that is already. And they're saying is like, if we fled Cuba because of that, why the hell am I going to vote for that here? Like, seriously. Maybe some Cuban millennials, even younger than them, probably like high schoolers, barely turning 18, allowed to vote. Maybe they voted for Biden because the educational system is like messed up here. Like, they're going to make you believe that like racism still exists. They're going to make you that you feel discriminated and you're going to do something about it. And global warming is going to kill us in 10 years, 12 years, like AOC says, if we don't change dramatically right now to an eco-friendly energy system. So those schools are like literally manipulating kids right now. They really are. And if they, you know, if they just recently turned 18 and were allowed to vote, then I guess they would more likely vote for Biden because he's the good guy. Look, I say to this, like, I don't need government or anybody to make me feel welcome. I don't feel oppressed. I'm not a victim. I refuse to be a victim, right? And I'm Hispanic, I'm Mexican, and I refuse to be a victim. Those who voted for Biden, you guys chose victimhood over freedom. Seriously, you guys did. But there was a lot of people that voted for Trump. A lot of minorities that voted for Trump. Actually, the Hispanic vote actually increased for Trump. Back then, I think in 2016, only like 20% of Hispanics voted for Trump. Now I think it got to like 26%. As I was watching ABC News not too long ago, and that's what one of them said. I don't know if it's true. We already know that fake news is out there, so I don't know. But I do know that a lot of people voted for Trump. He was actually doing pretty good things. But let's focus on the key points on why I think people voted for Biden. Number one, global warming. He knows the science. He understands what's going on when it comes to global warming. Trump over here wants to keep burning fossil fuel, and I don't think global warming exists. And that's a hoax. That's a hoax. Look, Joe Biden, or anybody that voted for Joe Biden. Global warming, scientists have been saying this for like since the first oil burning for energy that we use, you know what I mean? They've been doing this for a long time, ever since we burned the first fossil fuel and let CO2 into the atmosphere. They've been knowing. They said, like, this is going to happen. A few years later, Joe Biden is born. A few more years later, he becomes senator. And yes, in the 1980s, I think Joe Biden actually voted for like some energy bill, you know. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember reading it. But still, you know, this has been a problem. You know, Joe Biden's been in the Senate. Joe Biden became vice president in 2008 when Barack Obama won the election. And all you guys did for climate change or global warming was to sign a damn Paris deal. The Paris Climate Deal Agreement. And it wasn't even a good one, right? The only country that was going to do anything was pretty much the U.S. China was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do that, but like probably like 30 years from now. India was like, yeah, you know, we're going to do that too, but probably like 50 years from now, we're going to restart reducing fossil fuel. So was Iran. All the other countries were like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to do that later on. You know, not right now. The U.S. was the only country that was going to start now. And that's why Trump got out of the Paris deal agreement, the Paris Climate Deal Agreement. He got, because the U.S. really was the only one that's going to do anything. Other countries were going like, oh, yeah, we're going to still throw a lot of CO2 into the atmosphere. And maybe like 30 years from now, we're going to see if we can do something about it. So if global warming supposedly was a big threat to the world, why didn't Joey and little Obama, how come they didn't do it while they were actually in charge of it? Like, why didn't they do something about it dramatically? Did they have to wait till a bartender AOC said something? Like, AOC was the signal that we were looking for. You know, somebody that said that we're going to die in 12 years. Oh my God, we're going to die in 12 years. We got to do something about it now. No. So Joe Biden, all you Joe Biden fans, we've been knowing this from the start, all right? I don't know why it took Joey like so many years to finally realize that, oh yeah, by the way, we have to do something about this. But this is your classic politician, your classic politician. Classic politicians just tell you what the people want to hear. So if the people wanted to hear somebody say, yes, we're going to go to an eco-friendly environment, then that's what they're going to say. That's what they're going to say. If the people want, we want free healthcare, then they're going to go for the candidate that's going to give them free healthcare, like universal healthcare. When it comes to universal basic income, you know, they're going to go for the candidate that's going to say, yes, we're going to give you universal basic income. Just like going back to the Democratic debates, you know, the primary debates, you know, to see who was going to be the candidate for the Democrats. Yeah, everybody like, who was going to support healthcare? Everybody raised their hand. Who's going to support this? Everybody raised their hand. Who's going to do something about global warming? Everybody raises their hand. You know, it's like pretty much everybody was running on the same ideas. I mean, literally, we could choose Bernie Sanders and he's going to do the same thing Joe Biden will do. We could choose Elizabeth Warren and she's what's going to do the same thing Joe Biden would. It's going to, you know, everybody was pretty much the same. Now, when it comes to Republicans, even though there was no Republican debates because, well, Trump is the president, so they're going to let him run a second term. But in 2016, everybody had a different ideas on how they were going to deal with things. You know, everybody was not the same, but the Democrats are all the same. And it's funny because of the Democrats, you can see like who everybody tells the truth, like I said earlier. But we've been knowing climate change has been on for a while. But the main thing that I think people voted for Joe Biden was because of the Chinese virus, China plague, or if you want to be politically correct, COVID-19. Yes, I believe that was the main reason why people voted for Joe Biden, because supposedly Trump wasn't handling the virus well. The media even forced it on everybody's faces. Look, Trump is not facing the virus well. He's not doing anything good about it. Look at it, you know. And it's like, what could Joe Biden do differently that Donald Trump wasn't already doing? Joe Biden says like, oh, we're going to enforce masks, everybody. But hey, Joey, we already do that, right? Look, I'm an essential worker. And when I go to work, I have to be wearing a mask, right? When I go shopping, I have to wear a mask. When I go to any public space, I'm wearing a mask. I think we already enforced masks, Joe Biden. And if you're saying that you're going to enforce masks even more, the only thing I'm thinking about is that you're going to actually start fining us. Like, I don't know, 300. You're going to start giving us tickets if the police sees one of us without a mask. $300 if you don't put, you know, that's the only thing I could see. And you know what? I feel like that's something that's going to happen. The only different thing Joe Biden will do, or the only option there is to enforce martial law into existence for this coronavirus, China virus, like how I say it, Chinese virus. That's the only option I see, honestly. And it's funny because the people that were criticizing Trump that he was a dictator and he is a someone evil, and he's against our freedom. It's funny because he didn't even put martial law. He didn't even force you guys to wear a mask. Although, of course, states did enforce a mask. You know, they did say, if you're going to go to somewhere public, you know, at least wear a mask. And people were, you know, they were putting on their masks. But even Donald Trump didn't put martial law. Now you're telling me that our savior, Sleepy Joe Biden, number 30330, is going to, he's going to enforce martial law? Like, he's going to be the one? And it's funny because, hey, somebody that's supposed to be, like, nice is actually going to do that. And then what are people going to say? Oh, you see, well, we have a pandemic. We have to do something about it. We have to do a mass lockdown. We have to have the National Guard patrolling the streets, not letting us go out, because we have this pandemic, this coronavirus. Like, seriously? That's the only option I see for Joe Biden. And just like the economy, because when it comes to the economy, it's neutral. When it comes to the virus, it's neutral. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, a Green Party, a Weed Party, a Prohibition Party, whatever party it is, they're neutral. Why? Because they're all going to do the same thing. The same thing Trump is doing right now with the economy is the same thing Joe Biden is going to do. And that is spend more money. So that's why it's neutral. All the previous presidents have been spending a lot of money and making our debt bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, if you tell me, well, you know, who would you choose between Biden and Trump when it comes to the economy? I would take Trump all day. I'm not going to put Joe Biden. I'm not listening to Joe Biden. Even though they're going to have some of the same policies when it comes to the economy, at least Donald Trump has the right ideas to bring jobs back. That is to cut corporate tax. And many people are, oh, that's just going to benefit the rich. No, it benefits small businesses too. Because if you have high taxes, the only people that could pay high taxes are big corporations like Apple, Microsoft, Google. They could afford to pay that. But not the little guy. Not the little small guy that's trying to start a business. What if somebody's trying to start their own website? You know, what if somebody's trying to compete against Google? What if somebody's trying to compete against Apple? What if somebody's trying to compete against Microsoft? They can't start because of the high taxes. At least Trump has the right idea for that. At least Trump has the right idea when it comes to dealing with China. And he's been saying this from the 70s. He's been saying that China has been, like, abusing the U.S. We're literally their lapdog when it comes to trade and all of that. You know, he's been saying this from the 70s. China devalues its currency so that the U.S. is not able to compete against them. Some country would rather spend 50 cents in China than to spend $5 in the U.S. for the same thing. Of course, you know, how could you compete against that? But it's neutral when it comes to the economy and the virus. When the virus, it doesn't matter who it is, people sadly will die. It's like trying to go against nature, you know, It's not like Joe Biden, it's not like a hurricane is going to come and Joe Biden is going to be like, hey, hurricane, stop, don't come to the U.S. You know, I'm going to put all the policies against you and don't come here. No, you know, the hurricane is going to be like, screw you, Joe Biden, I don't listen to nobody. I'm going to do my thing regardless of all the policies that you put. That's what the hurricane's going to do. Just with the virus. And I guarantee you the first thing Joe Biden is going to say about this virus, if he is the president-elect, is he's going to blame everything on Trump. You see, Trump left us a big mess. We can't deal with this. People are dying because of the previous administration. It's not my fault. I'm barely starting. And I say, don't play that card, Joe Biden. Don't really play that card. Seriously. You're just going to look weak. You're just going to look like you really had no plan and that you're dumb. I mean, we already know you have some problems. I mean, and the proof of that is your speeches. You know, you forget what state you're in. You forget, like, who you're talking to. You even lose. You forget what you're saying sometimes. You don't even know what day it is. You don't even know what time it is. So that's the proof. that we know that there's something wrong with Joe. Little Joe Biden. Little Joe Biden. But there's hope. If Joe Biden becomes the president, at least there are high chances that the Senate will be run by Republicans. So there's some hope, you know. Not every crazy idea that Joe Biden was to propose is going to go out there. So, but let's not celebrate too early, because we're still waiting on Georgia to see who's going to be the new senator. So if the Democrats win the Senate, it's over. We're done. This country's going downhill. And this is what I tell people. Look, from 10 or 20 years from now, once this country goes downhill, gets destroyed, and we're like the once great empire, the once great country, now falls, we're going to look back and say, you know what? Donald Trump was actually the good guy. Too bad we were too dumb enough to realize it. And it's funny, because the U.S. is now moving to some socialist country. I don't know why people are choosing this. I say people need to experience some things in order to understand and appreciate what they already have. And I guess if this country is going towards a socialism, communism regime, authoritarian censorship, I think people need to go through that so that they know and appreciate the freedom that this country once represented. You see, the U.S. went to World War II, fought for freedom. We fought the Cold War. Well, not fought, but like, you know, we were in the Cold War against Russia and making sure that democracy and capitalism overtook the nations. You know, those ideals of the rule of law, capitalism, business, you know, growing, entrepreneurship grew. We spent billions of dollars there just so that a few years later, we ended up like them, like a communist socialist regime with nothing but going based on our feelings and the government telling us that you need us in order to succeed. No, we don't. We don't need you to succeed. Joe Biden, we don't need you to succeed. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone and I will succeed on my own. Just give me the tools, right? Make sure there's limited government. And trust me, I will succeed. Let me start my business without high taxes and regulations and I will succeed. Start taxing the hell out of me. And trust me, I will succeed. But no, Americans chose to pay higher taxes with Joe Biden. I mean, like, seriously, who chooses to, like, pay higher taxes? If you wanted to pay higher taxes, just come to California. We welcome you. It's been estimated that at least 1 million people with the salary of $100,000 and above have fled California. They fled to, like, Texas, to Tennessee, to those states because of high taxes. I would flee, too. Seriously, if you wanted to come to California, higher taxes. But America made a bad mistake by not giving Trump a second term. Donald Trump was just the beginning to going back on track. We desperately needed to go back on track. Donald Trump was the hope. And later from Trump, we could have chosen somebody with the same mindset, to the same path, to like, we need to get back on track. We need to get the U.S. back to their ideals. These are what the founding fathers fought for. We need to go back to it. Now we're going to some radical path to destroy this country. Like, if we don't do something now, this country will collapse soon. There was no point for the spread of capitalism, democracy, the rule of law, if we're going to end up like that, like those countries that we were trying to help. Russia won after all, I guess. The big Russian revenge. It's not over yet. And let's pray that Trump actually wins this election with the recounts that they're going to do. Let's hope for it. Because we need him more than ever. Seriously.